Greg Swan is the Brisbane Lions CEO. All of a sudden, the Brisbane Lions are up the top end of the ladder as it stands right now. Greg, welcome to the program. Great to have you on, firstly. It is very nice of you to pick up the phone at this time. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Dwayne.
You've been in footy a long time, and I was watching a couple of old games last night. I watched an old Brisbane Bears game last night with Alistair Lynch and the young Jason Ackermanis and Chris Scott playing. Some of these old games are actually quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I must admit, if I need a lift, I've got a big poster on a big, what do you call it? Not a poster, but a big... anyway, it's got all the teams. It's got the three-peat on there. There's some good players there. I wish we had a few in here at the moment. But, yeah, Vossi and... they had stars everywhere. As you said, Lynchy, Leper, Simon Black, Brownie. They were good. That was a good era for the footy club, that's for sure. And it is funny when you watch those games how different they are to now too, isn't it? So it's good sometimes to have a look at those.
Absolutely. Greg Swan joining us for a McCafe coffee catch-up. We're drive-through people at McDonald's. McCafe, where coffee people just drive through and order your McCafe coffee. Last few days, Greg, are you being able to break out a smile occasionally?
Oh, look, probably as the week's gone on, it's probably got a little bit easier. It was, really tough, and all the clubs are in the same boot, and as many businesses are, that, you have to stand people down, and that's never easy. It doesn't matter who you are. It's a tough gig, but, we've got a skeleton staff on at the moment, and we're still trying to, get things organised. We're just trying to work out where it goes. You have to plan that it doesn't come back at all. You have to plan that it might come back mid-year, plan for having no crowds, plan to have a crowd. So, you're doing a little bit of modelling around that at the moment. So, just sort of waiting to see where it all goes. But, I think that's probably one of the things for everybody, not just football, but there's just this unknown that, no one knows when you're going to come back. No one knows that, okay, we can all open our business back on the 1st of June or 1st of July or wherever date is. And so that uncertainty just adds to, adds to the problems, I think. But, it is what it is, and we just have to, we just have to wait and see.
How are you going, Greg? Because people obviously lean on you for you to help them, but are you going home and putting your head in your hands, or how are you coping as a CEO in these times?
Yeah, look, it's... I've been doing it for 20 years. You can honestly say you've never come across anything like it, that's for sure. And look, the network of CEOs has been really good. We've set up a WhatsApp group between us and sort of giving each other support. And, there's some old stages around, Mizzy and Cookie. And, we touch base and swap notes and sort of just, give each other a bit of a bunk up. And, and obviously when you get home, your family's always there to have a chat. But, I reckon Monday, I said it was the hardest day of my working life to stand all our people down, and it was, and so that was a tough day. And but look, people are resilient. We've been working pretty hard behind the scenes through our football networks to see if there's jobs in areas that are expanding, whether it's as much packing shelves or manning call centres or working in mines or whatever it is. There's some things that are still going, and probably one of the advantages of footy clubs is you do have a pretty extensive network. So we've been sort of working around there to just see if there's some opportunities for some of our staff. And so that's probably been the focus for the rest of this week.
We can speak for
half an
hour.
With a little bit of joy there. So.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I mean, we can speak for half an hour about how tough the week's been, because I'm sure it's been horrific for so many people, not just footy people, not just for the Brisbane Lions CEO. But can you talk me through what the next few days look like for you? How are you sort of painting a picture for the next week or so? Because you do have to try and work out, there needs to be an opportunity for these guys that you've got as players to be able to keep in contact with each other. They need to, they're routine people. They need to have a plan.
Yeah, and I think, and that's exactly right. And that's sort of one of the things we're really mindful of. And again, even with everybody else's businesses there, we're still trying to go ahead with our various departments to hold meetings with all the staff. But obviously it's not talking about work, it's just talking about how people are going, to keep in touch and don't just let people, wander off to home and then never have any communication between, the staff and the club and each, you know, just to keep everybody up and just, you know, how you're going, ask the question a bit like you did with me before, you know. So it's, I think that's important to try and keep all that happening. We're certainly in touch with our players, you know, just making sure that they're, you know, A, well, and B, keeping themselves fit, because again, you know, who knows when we're coming back, and when we do come back, we want them all to be, you know, there'll probably be a, I don't know, maybe a month's grace between when they get back and when they play to get themselves reconditioned. But, you know, in the meantime, they're all professional athletes. They'll all keep themselves in pretty good nick. And so, but it's just, I suppose it's just having a support network for everybody in the club. It doesn't matter whether you're a player, but all the staff and, you know, even, you know, we've got a licensed club that we had to close, and so there's a lot of staff from there. But, you know, we're really keen to try and just keep the lines of communication open, ask everybody how they're going, and, you know, offer support to everybody. And I think we're going to try and do that, and hopefully we can all get through it together.
You said you were doing modelling for the possibilities, and you have to extend yourself to the different hypotheticals of what might happen. How extreme can I take your hypothetical wise? Do you like the idea of if there's a shortened season, of having a 10 with a wild card round between 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th? So the first six that make the finals have a week off, and then we have that elimination round to have the last two spots in the 8th. What would you think if we had if we ended up only getting a 13 or 14 round season of having even a best of three grand final series? If, for instance, the grand final was the first time we were allowed crowds back, but we didn't have any crowds for the home and away, if you wanted to make the most of the final series of crowds, could we have a best of three?
Well, you could. I mean, to be honest with you, nothing's off the table. I mean, I think everybody's really flexible in that regard. Like, whether, you know, as you say, we might be playing two, three times a week, you know, if we have to get a reasonable season off. I mean, I follow the NFL closely, and they certainly have, you know, the wild card rounds are massive over there. And, you know, if that was to happen again, that'd be fine. I think whatever comes, you know, just so long as we can get footy back on, it would be fantastic if we would get crowds to come. But if you're playing, yeah, finals, and, you know, that goes down to position 10, I don't think anybody's going to complain about that, because it's just such a unique set of circumstances that if you can only play 15 games or 14 or whatever the number is, but to have an elongated final series, I don't think anybody would complain about that. And same thing is, if we had to play two, three, four games a week, you know, that's what you have to do. So, I mean, in the end, we'll do whatever's necessary. And, you know, that flexibility is there, I think, from all the clubs. So we're just, hopefully as time goes, and, you know, maybe there's a full lockdown in the next little bit and we can get on top of the virus, and, you know, then you might be able to look ahead to the, you know, maybe it is July or June or August or something. But, you know, once you have a little bit more knowledge, you can plan for those things. But there's definitely nothing's off the table, that's for sure.
Well, the Gabba theoretically is unavailable, and the MCG theoretically is unavailable in, you know, November, December, January. But that all is dependent on teams from overseas being able to come here again, people being able to come to Australia from outside of Australia. So if that is allowed again, then those sports can have those series again. But if there's no one allowed from overseas still, and we have that kind of lockout, then the MCG might be available for footy. But even if it's not, the AFL, I presume, are saying that we can use Marvel Stadium for as many games as we like, because that's going to remain available.
I think that's right. And even places like, you know, the ground in Launceston, because I think the Hurricanes and all the cricket in Tassie's in Hobart, I don't think it's in Launceston, and, you know, maybe in Darwin, and, you know, you can find some grounds. But you're right. I mean, I think we're scheduled to have some sort of, I don't know if it's World T20 or World Cup here at the end of the season, because I know there's Australia playing India at the Gabba, I think in sort of October, November. But you're right, that mightn't happen yet. So we'll just, again, there's that many unknowns. And that's the thing, as, you know, when you're doing it too, which is good, you speculate about what may or may not happen. But one of the great advantages we do have is the code owns Marvel. So, you know, it might be like when you're a kid, you know, when you turn up and you have a round robin at the same place, you all turn up and you play at Marvel, because that's the only ground we've got available, and you play there every day. So, you know, who knows? That might happen. And if that happens, so be it. You know, you come down and you get into it. So, yeah.
And the Gabba Trust would want some sort of sport. If they couldn't have international cricket, then if you could have footy with a crowd, then that would be an event that they would be happy to let you run on the cricket pitch for.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be any doubt about that. Especially towards the end of last year, we started filling the place, and we were getting as many as to a game as they would for a one-off cricket game. So yeah, no, they'd be happy to do that. And but that's a negotiation, and again, that's something that probably is in the back of people's minds. I don't think it'd be in the forefront yet because we've just got to get through this initial hoop first, and then we'll see where it all goes later on. But the flexibility is certainly the key.
Great to have you on, Greg. I really appreciate you joining me. I know it's been an extremely tough week for you. I didn't, get you on to take you down that track. I did want to have a chat to you about something that I've been talking about for a couple of days now, and that is the light at the end of the tunnel. I want to keep focusing on the light, if possible, rather than keep talking about the darkness. And there's been way too much darkness for all of us, not just in the footy world, but in the whole world.
That's right, and that's the thing. I think, we get on and talk about it, and there's, hundreds of thousands of people and hundreds of thousands of businesses in the same boat as us. And hopefully, if we do get back, it gives, everyone's got a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. So I think it's a good topic to try and, look at when there is a positive to happen, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
Love talking to you, Greg. I really appreciate
your
time. Stay safe.
Cheers, and you. Thank you.